Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. We're moving on from football. We're talking some basketball. Pat Chambers, head basketball coach at Penn State, joins us right now. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, but we can still talk about football.
Hey, well, let's talk about. Well, it's all recruiting right now. It's all recruiting right now. I would love to get excited about the 2018 season, but you know, kids are committing, so that's the story of the day.
And that should be the story of the day. I've been following James Franklin and what those guys are doing. I was texting with them throughout the weekend. Man, I was excited for them. Got a couple great prospects.
It's funny how it happens, especially in football. You know, you have pretty limited numbers in basketball and football when the classes get pretty big. You have these dominoes start to fall, and I think some players out there are feeling the pinch a little bit. If you want a spot in this class, you got to grab it now, and that's what's happening right now.
And it's funny. It seems like it happens in bunches.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, we get a transfer from St. Bonnie's, Isaiah Brockington, and then 4 days later or 3 days later, we get Myron Jones, and it's like, bang, bang. It just happens in bunches. You catch fire, and I think that's what James and his staff has done. They catch a little fire, then they get rolling, and everybody, like you said, everybody's like, wait, I might miss out on the scholarship. I better commit too. So it's a good thing.
Well, I'm going to circle back about Myron Jones and about Brockington, but I wanted you just to give me a little pitch. You got the Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament coming up. It's May 31st and June 1st. You got events both of those days?
May 31st, Medlar Field, premier event. It is outstanding. It's right in the concourse there, but there's going to be ice sculptures. There's going to be fun games, prizes, auction items, some beverages, and awesome food, and then just great people. So come out, join us, have a blast, a lot of laughs. We're going to celebrate the ones we lost and celebrate the ones that have beat it. So there's a lot of good conversation, and then there's a lot of great people there as far as coaches, former players, administration coming over. So that's that Thursday night, May 31st at Medlar Field. And then if you can't make it or you think, oh, I can't afford it, maybe you volunteer your time. That's the other thing I always ask, you know, of people or people in the community. Hey, if you don't have the finances, you can't do it, volunteer your time. Be a part of it. You know, help somebody out. And then June 1st, that Friday, we play golf. Again, there's food and beverage throughout the day. It's a ton of fun. I'm not very good, but I try. I try to keep the ball moving. I stink fast, as I say. I stink fast. I just kind of play field hockey out there. But we have a great time. And, again, it's all for a great cause. And all those funds, not only does it raise awareness, all the funds stay right here in the area. And you might not think a ride or Hope Lodge or paying an electric bill and all that stuff. People might not really understand where that money's going. It's very important. And then I believe this year, which we're really proud of, we might surpass the $3 million mark.
That's awesome.
Of raising funds for cancer.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. CVCPennState.org. Whether you're
CVCPennState.org.
Yeah, whether you're trying to sponsor, participate, volunteer, check it out. CVCPennState.org. $3 million. That's unbelievable.
How incredible is that?
That's a huge difference, man. That's a huge difference in a lot of people's lives.
There's no doubt you're helping families, you're helping loved ones, you're helping friends. It's like, hey, we're there for you. We're not just there for you physically, but we're also there for you monetarily to help you get through some tough times.
Hey, who are the good golfers? Who are the golfers that you can come and expect them to actually look representative out there?
Well, one of my assistants is phenomenal, Keith Ergo. He can flat out hit the golf ball. But I know some of the other coaches. I think Wes Rose is a pretty good golfer. So there's some coaches that hit the ball well. Guy Gadowski, I actually went to the range yesterday. Guy's over there sweating, just crushing golf balls. I was like, yo, Gee, I call him Gee, because, you know, from Canada, you have to say Gee. And he's just smashing golf balls, and he hits it a ton. So there'll be a lot of fun guys out there.
some fireworks. That's cool. So cvcpennstate.org to check that out. So last time you were on with us, Pat, I was asking about the whole concept of the hot seat. And so as we're getting ready for this interview, I'm on your Penn State basketball Twitter account. I see this headline shared from Forbes that says, "How you turned your hot seat cool." Does your seat feel as cool as they make it out to be?
The hot seat is never cool.
Yeah.
And the cool seat, we just have to find a good median with just keeping ourselves consistent in everything we do. And I think that's the goal here. I'm going to work as hard no matter what. Hot seat, cool seat, four-year extension, not a four-year extension. I only know one way, right? I'm very coachable, though. Let me tell you that. I have a growth mindset, but I still believe, you know, this is the way you have to work. This is the organization, the detail. Care for your players, care for your program, show passion and pride in Penn State. So, I mean, the Forbes article I thought was great. Gave you a little bit behind the scenes of who I am and the routines that some of us as coaches try to get into to keep us mentally and physically prepared for the grind of a long season and some losses. You're always going to stub your toe somewhere along the line. You just don't know when it's going to happen or where it's going to happen. And unfortunately for us, it happened in January. But we were able to come out on the other side really in a good fashion.
Yeah, I think the word growth is interesting there because those are, depending on how you look at it, there are moments that can torpedo season, but there are also growth opportunities. And you saw, you know, we made the comparison last time to James Franklin's football program. They stubbed their toe a little bit. They turned the corner, and then they're there for good. It seems like, you know, you look back at whether it's Ryder or whatever setbacks along the way, you stub your toe a little bit. Does it feel like you turned a corner now?
You know, it's funny. Everybody brings that Ryder game up, and that turned out to be a good loss because they were in the 60s RPI. It was the Minnesota game that really hurt us. Minnesota, probably at Northwestern, those two games hurt us the most. And I'd like to think we have turned the corner. But Michigan State's, you know, they're still recruiting McDonald's All-Americans, and Michigan just went to a national championship, and Purdue is Purdue, and Ohio State's still getting top-tier players. So we have to continue the process of getting the best players we can get. And I used to think, when you're older in this league, you're able to find more success. Right now, we got a good mix. So that should bode well for us as long as we stay healthy and we got a really connected locker room. And I think our leadership this year is going to be really good. Lamar Stevens and Josh Reeves and Big Johnny. I brought Big John into the fold in our leadership council. But I'd like to think we can stay in the top half. But my goal is this, guys, Big Ten championship. Never been done here. That's what we want to do. We want to fight for a Big Ten championship.
Well, a lot of people, you know, so Tony Carr opts to leave, and a lot of people wonder, what does Penn State basketball look like in a post-Tony Carr world? I felt like the NIT was a good working example of how you can maybe be, you know, missing a piece and still be able to play your best basketball. I thought that was impressive. What would you say to fans who are, you know, not quite sure about where the program's going now with such a good player leaving early?
Yeah, we were 7-1 without Mike Watkins, and I think that just showed you that we John was more than capable, and we just had some wrinkles and some twists instead of Mike being out there with John. You can't replace a Tony Carr. I mean, everything he did, he was a stat sheet stuffer. He emerged as a great leader. In practice, he was top three in attitude. His 6'5", he could see over traps. I mean, he shot the ball so well. What an incredible year he had, and the potential of being drafted first player drafted since 1999 in Calvin Booth. So, I mean, it's a big deal, and we appreciate everything that Tony has done for us. With saying that, he has set a standard, though. He has set the standard or set a barometer that's very, very high. And now we have expectations. Now we have to understand that we want to keep this going. So I don't think it's going to be on Jamari Wheeler. I don't think it's going to be on Rozier. I don't think it's going to be on Lamar. I think it needs to be collectively. I mean, I don't know if we're going to produce one single person's going to produce the stats that Tony did, but I think that we'll have a bunch of guys do it. You know, you got 7-8 veterans coming back with a really talented top 40, I think, recruiting class coming in with Rozier and MJ and Miles Dredd and DK. And So I think if we can just somehow fit all the pieces together and put guys in position to be successful, or put them in an area where they can really shine or their strengths come out, I think we'll be, you know, pretty good. Because we were really balanced at the end of the year. I mean, Tony almost goes for a triple-double in the championship game, in the NIT championship game. And his assist-to-turnover ratio was fantastic. So, you know, we got to do it collectively. And if we can do that, and these young guys can grow up as quickly as they can, it only bodes well for our future.
Hey, tell me about the late addition of Myron Jones to the class there. How did that start to come together for you?
Yeah, you know what? It was gift wrapped. It really was. Keith Ergo does a phenomenal job for us in recruiting, and he builds great trusting relationships throughout the East Coast and nationally. And we recruited Myron early, and when, you know, we thought that it wasn't going to go our way, we understood, and he commits to Memphis and Tubby Smith at the time. But we did have a relationship going, and we did offer him a scholarship in the fall. So fast forward, you know, everything goes down at Memphis. Tubby gets removed. So, you know, Myron says, well, if Tubby's not going to be there, I'm going to decommit. So he decommits, and now he's on the board, and, you know, Keith gets back involved, and we just felt like with Tony leaving, Shep leaving, Nas leaving, we needed somebody else who could pass, dribble, and shoot, who really was a winner, highly competitive, can do a lot of things on the floor, and, you know, a great student. So, you know, we get Myron up here. We develop the relationship again. I talked to Tubby Smith. I mean, anytime you talk to Tubby and get one of Tubby's, you know, so-called guys, then you got to jump all over that, because, you know, Tubby really does a great job in evaluating. And then we developed a good relationship, and then we end up with Myron, a four-star prospect late in the season. I couldn't be more thrilled.
Yeah, good addition to an already good class. We got about 30 seconds here, but Miles Dredd is somebody, I heard all about his shooting prowess, and so I'm going to go check him out. What stood out to me about his film was his actually wanting to play defense. You know, I know that's something you're probably looking for, but somebody who wants to be on that end of the floor. Am I wrong about that?
He's absolutely a guy that's a two-way player, as they say in the NBA now, two-way player, which is ridiculous. He defends, he rebounds, he's probably going to lead us in charges, he's probably going to average 5 rebounds right off the jump street, he's already got a Big Ten body, he can shoot the heck out of the ball, he's an unbelievable passer, and he has a high IQ, and lastly, he's a flat-out winner.
There you go. Pat Chambers, Penn State basketball coach, giving us a lowdown on his class. Remember, Coaches versus Cancer, cvcpennstate.org. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We're moving on here. Ask Greg coming up right after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.